is Music Respawn. I'm talking with Mikolaj Strahinski, and it's so much fun to have a chance to catch up with you again. And man, you've been busy. You've got a new game out, music for Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, which is great.
Thank you very much. It's really a great pleasure to be speaking with you again, Kate. Yes, I've been working on a couple of projects, and Sniper is one of them.
Yeah, Sniper is such an interesting game. It's set in such a contemporary, I mean, honestly, it could be just, you know, headlines that you see in the paper. It's set in the middle of a civil war in the Republic of Georgia, and these two brothers, one has to go in and rescue the other. And when you heard about this game, what was it about the game that got you excited about wanting to do the music?
Well, first of all, it was really the opportunity of making a quality AAA shooter game. I haven't done this kind of project yet, so it was tempting to me on a artistic level as well as on craftsmanship level. I've seen some opportunities to expand my wings, and especially into the territory of Georgia. I haven't really dealt musically with Georgia before. So, yeah, those were the main reasons.
Did you approach them, or I'm just wondering how you got attached to the project in the first place?
I remember being in the E3, and I'm not quite sure, but I think it was 2015, might have been 2014, that I was just walking along the hallways of the E3 convention in Los Angeles, and I saw the booth of CI Games, and I thought, hey, these are guys, you know, I know of them, I know they're in Warsaw, I'll just stop in and say hello. And I saw what they've been working on, I got excited, and I asked if I could demo for it, and they knew of my music, they knew of The Witcher, they knew of Ethan Carter that I did before, and they agreed. And then what followed was me working very hard to produce a decent sounding demo to suggest the music that I felt was fitting the project, and I got it. I was told that I won it with a track that is actually on the soundtrack as the last one. It's called My Enemy.
Oh, I love that one. It's so...
Thanks.
It's just so full of regret and sadness, and it just, I think, sums up the whole relationship with the two brothers.
Awesome, yeah. I mean, kudos also have to go to the singer, Bo Womack, who came up with lyrics and who sang on it.
I pause for bits of breath for escape from this cause and from this death and from fate. My vigilance gives way to memories of long ago days. You and I. Distant love.
Lines, present
like his voice. It's really original.
Yeah, it's a really remarkable sounding voice. It's kind of gentle, and yet at the same time, it has a kind of an edge to it. That's really neat. I was going to ask you about that song because it really caught my attention. And
there it is.
Such a great fit for the game.
Thank you.
You actually ended up working on two soundtracks for the game. There's the music that you hear in the game as you're sneaking and stealthing and sniping, but then you've also created kind of an album of Georgian pop music. And I would love to know how you came up with the idea for doing that.
Of Georgian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I received a request of incorporating some local sounding folk music, which was the challenge that I accepted. And frankly speaking, as I was working on it, it started off as a pure folk, but it didn't have the right energy or color for the game, I felt, especially that the initial aim for the Georgian part of the soundtrack was to only for the radio within the car. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the music is has this driving quality to it. So I decided to make it a little bit more poppy, and not only game, I felt benefited from the energy, but also the Georgian soundtrack blended well with the in-game music of the soundtrack, the underscore.
Yeah, it's neat how they complement each other. It sounds like there are some of the instruments from the folk ensemble that kind of cross over into your in-game music too. And there's a really interesting moment in the game. The character Jean is in the car and the radio comes on and we hear a little bit of it. And then all of a sudden he just says, "I'm going to lose my mind with all this music," and flips off the radio. And I can't think of another time in a game where a character has actually talked about the music.
I didn't know about it, really. So that is funny.
Yeah, it's a neat idea. You turn them into more pop-sounding songs, and what I like about them is it's kind of hard to pin down what even era they're from, because you've got that kind of 60s harpsichord sound, and it's just a really interesting way of writing music. And I don't know, is that what actual Georgian pop music sounds like?
I don't know. I don't think there's any album like this in Georgia that sounds like it. Although I did look for inspiration on YouTube but the inspirations were for the folk part of it rather than the pop. The pop was my own invention, so it didn't really relate to anything pre-existing, and neither was I trying to put it in the particular era of pop. Like I said, my goal was to make it somewhat original, make it Georgian and make it suitable for a car.
No, it's neat. And Aurelia Schrenker has just such a great voice for that. And one of the things that it sounds kind of Georgian to me anyway, is the really close harmonies.
Yeah, that was the main ingredient.
Yeah, and then adding all of the kind of folky instruments, the balalaika and the mandolin and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
was this an ensemble that you kind of hand-picked? These aren't people that play together regularly, are they?
No, they actually don't. Those are excellent, really excellent studio musicians that all live in Los Angeles. And the reason that everything sounds so together, so locked, is that I recorded drum and bass first. Paul Bushnell, who plays on the bass, and Joel Taylor are really top-notch musicians. And the lock between them was almost instantaneous. So whatever layer joined this one was, you know, easy to look in because it was just so tight and inviting.
Yeah, and then adding Aurelia on it, and then, you know, your synth on top of that.
Yeah, of course. Any opportunity to use my synth is, I'm having a, you know, grin on my face.
Yeah, I bet. Because it just sounds like, it's a really happy sound. Do you speak Georgian? I mean, how did you work out the lyrics?
No. Well, it came out like this. Turned out that a very close friend of mine and my wife that lives in Pasadena is Georgian, and she is an amazing poet on top of everything else that she does. And she let me and C.I. Gaines use her lyrics. So with a lot of help from the vocalist, I incorporated those lyrics into the melodies.
Wow, that's so cool. And it, you know, really illustrates how important connections are, because things lead to other things, and you know.
Yeah, you got to have some connections. Otherwise, I mean, music is almost never a it can be an art made by just one person, but at the end of the day, there has to be someone who will perform it, who will write lyrics for it, and you know, that's music, let alone video games.
Yeah, definitely. And I think having more people involved leads to, you know, ideas getting tossed around, and something that you mm-hmm. might not have thought of all of a sudden gets suggested, and you're like, well, hey, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. There is growth element into it, too, yeah. Personal and artistic.
Time.
started working on the in-game music as playing as the character John, how did you come up with the sound for that? Because it strikes me as being really, it's very, very tense, but there aren't any, you know, big battle music. And it also has a kind of a very economical, kind of a thin texture to it, which really suits those quiet moments in the game.
Yeah. I thought of it a little bit, and something that really pushes me off from project is the request of making a typical combat battle music that's, you know, heavy on drums, is in 4/4, and is a poor copy of Hans Zimmer from mid-90s. This kind of music is really popular in libraries, and I really hate doing it. Luckily, Sniper is about stealth and being focused and about thinking. So it's a different kind of tension. Interesting thing that is that for this kind of music that requires, you know, being stealth and focused and thinking at the same time and building attention, is comes from my years of writing for television. I wrote some tracks for game shows, think game shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And if you listen to the music when the contestant is thinking about how to answer a question, this is a pedigree of this kind of stealth kind of music. Of course, I had to adjust it for a video game, but this is the starting feeling that I then reshape.
That is so cool. First of all, I didn't realize that you had worked on the music for that game. That's cool in itself. But yeah, I was going to ask if there were some aspects of your career writing TV music that had carried over, and I guess so. I mean, and clearly, yeah. with the situations that you're in Sniper, there's a lot more on the line, because more than just getting a question wrong, because you're likely to die. You're going to die.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Right. What I really admired about the music for Sniper is how it's almost organic. It kind of grows out of the sound design. There's a track in particular in which I really noticed it in Kia, because it just starts with these very quiet sounds that you might actually hear if you were up on a rooftop listening to the sounds of the buildings and stuff. And I really admire how you built the soundtrack
God. Thank you so much, Kate. You're just so kind. You know, I wish everybody was so kind and everybody listened to music like you do. It is very much focused on sound design. It has some some strings to it. Hopefully it sounds fairly original. I worked a lot on this music, so yeah. I'm happy to hear yeah. those kind of compliments.
It's got to be tough to avoid cliches because there are quite a few games where, you know, you're in a situation like this and you're waiting and being stealthy and stuff. And so is it a lot of trial and error as you're working on it?
Well, first of all, cliches are, despite having a pejorative sound to this word, they are very important in art, and not only I wouldn't say only art that is, commercial, like video games, but also, I mean, you've got cliche lines in jazz, you've got cliches help you build the bridge to what's known, and therefore help the receiver of music or whatever it is to relate to it more. They should never be overdone, but they are important ingredient to whatever we are cooking. As far as trial and error, yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, I focus on music. I check out what's the pace of it, and check it with the game, with the picture, and then, you know, subtract or add to it.
Yeah, because you had a long time to work on this soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah. Video games they give you almost too much time.
Lots of time to rethink things and second-guess yourself. And,
yeah, I know I worked 2 years on this project.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it was a Polish studio, did you feel like you really had, you guys were on the same wavelength right off the bat?
I don't think it's had any to do with the fact that they're Polish. Many times I spoke English with them because there are many international employees mm-hmm. over there and employers. So I don't think it helped or bothered, really. But they relied on me a lot in terms of the idea for the music, what's going to work, what's not going to work. It was my idea, you know, to limit this bombastic kind of battle music as much as possible. So, and make it more focused, more sparse during the gameplay.
Yeah, because there are long stretches where there's no music at all, and it's a very tense game. It seems like it's going to be very, very hard to play, because if you don't make the right choices with the weapons and your position, and things can just go horribly wrong. So, so your tense music just really kind of amps that up a bit. So. It's a really good fit
Thank
for
you.
The game. Yeah.
Thank you. Nice to hear it, Kate.
Okay. Well, I know you love jazz, and when you're working on a score, how much time do you spend just kind of improvising and just?
Improvising. Sometimes I refer to the method of improvising as a starter of an idea. There is a way of just resetting your brain and approaching a piano like a child who doesn't know how to play, and just see what your hand and hopefully a fresh mind will come up with. And then once you come up with a line or a harmony, you then ask questions once your personal tastes tell you that it's fine, that it's good. And then you ask questions whether it's fitting the project or not, how can you develop it and such. Jazz definitely opened me up to the wealth of harmonies, to the harmonic thinking, and to fairly quick coming up with ideas. Now, how you develop it is another story, but it's definitely helpful.
Yeah,
I'm still looking forward to having a video game or any other project where I can, you know, do solely jazzy soundtrack.
Oh, that would be so cool. It's funny that there aren't really any that I can think of, at least no big games. And it'd be interesting to try to figure out why that is. But I love jazz. I grew up listening to jazz too, and.
Yeah.
There's just something about it, the freedom, I think, that maybe doesn't work well in games because it does have to be so structured with.
Oh, you can structure it a little bit. You know, jazz has many colors and definitely can be structured and still can be called jazz. I very often listen to jazz albums and I think to myself, oh my God, especially modern ones, you know. I even listen to Brad Meldow, some of his compositions and how he plays, and I think, oh my God, this would work so well. Not to mention film noir, which you know is an automatic film music.
Well, it sounds like you've got a whole lot of ideas, you know, simmering.
Yes, many. I'm just waiting. I wish I could have access to all the possible projects to incorporate them, but that's not the reality.
Well, I mean, you've got lots of years in front of you to get all of these things done.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. were there any classical composers or contemporary composers that you looked to for ideas for the music for Sniper? I'm thinking, you know, Arvo Pärt maybe, or Goretzky.
No, not really in Sniper case. No. Definitely Goretzky and Arvo Pärt are important influences for me. I love their music very much. But no, I haven't incorporated it. One of the reasons is that I haven't done it yet is because they are very, very popular, and I know a lot of composers are using their sounds.
Oh yeah.
And it's just a little bit, it's not as tempting anymore, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And why write like Arvo Pärt when he's already doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could take certain ingredients of his music and just apply it to your music in a way that people wouldn't call you Arvo Pärt. But I know a lot of people are doing this, and it's just off-putting to me to copy this path.
Yeah, yeah, it's far better to, you know, forge your own path and go
hopefully.
Off. Yeah. Well, it's been so much fun to talk with you about this score, Mikolaj. It's really wonderful. It's really interesting. And
thank you.
It's been fun listening to the Georgian songs in my car. And you know,
really, oh
yeah.
My God, thank you. Yeah, this project has been really, really something else. You know, just working on this Georgian album was like falling off this cliff and. Wait and growing your wings during the fall, and it's really enjoyable. I really want to be doing more of these kind of things, and because I feel I'm growing, and growth is a strong reason to be happy.
Oh, definitely. So, and then the next time somebody throws you a curveball, you'll be like, yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, I always say it, although I can't.
Well, so far it's worked out.
Yeah.
Well, now that Sniper is kind of under your belt and the game is out there, Mikolaj, what else have you got kind of coming up down the road?
There's another game that I've been working on. It's called Detached. and it's a fun game. It takes place in space. It is a game for VR. It's a virtual reality, and I was asked to do this one while I was on my first or second GDC in San Francisco. People from Unsharp Studios approached me and asked if I'd like to do it. And since it's a game in a cosmic space and it's a player versus player, I immediately said, of course I can, because space for any composer is just it's a beautiful canvas to paint on. There are many composers who did phenomenal music there that relate to cosmic space. Recently, Hans Zimmer did an amazing soundtrack for Interstellar, and it's just very inviting. And, you know, my favorite types of projects are the projects that are artistically inviting. So I felt that this one was one of them. On top of that, I again felt the opportunity to use my favorite analog synthesizers, which which I just can't live without. Seriously, Kate, I miss them so much. You know, I'm traveling a lot, and I think at this point I have 9 of them.
Wow.
And some of them I have in my US studio, some of them I have in my Warsaw studio, and I miss them like more than I would miss a cat or dog. It's strange. Seriously, because they're like real animals. They're like real things. So yeah, very tempting project. I enjoyed my work on it immensely. Unsharp Studios are also comprised of cool people wanting to do something special. So even more reasons to do it.
That sounds really amazing. And synthesizers are such an iconic sound of space. So yeah, it must have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, the fun part of the synthesizers is that there are synthesizers which remind you of the era of 80s, and you can hear this sound in Stranger Things series on Netflix. But you can cook them in a way that sound really modern and unique, and some of them can make these sounds like animals, some of them can make, you can make them sound really modern and suitable for trailers and scary stuff. Just beautiful instruments, really.
Sounds like it's going to be great.
I hope. I had some interesting idea for the soundtrack, especially in terms of the interactivity of the music. There is music that is running while you're in the spaceship. You have a track playing, and when you move out of the spaceship and you're in the open cosmic space, then the track changes into an alternate version of itself. It's interesting to me because I'm proud of the solution, because normally those things are done in a way that the track keeps playing, mm-hmm. and just certain elements are either subtracted from it or added to it. But what I did is I composed two parallel pieces. One is a permutation of the other, and they have the same harmonic progression, and they move between themselves very smoothly. So, and I really enjoy the effect, especially that the music, when you enter cosmic space that is vast and humongous, it's actually subtracted in the music. So there's this result of something being taken away from you, it's, you know.
That is really cool. And that's what I admire so much about your work, is the thought that goes into it and the process of, well, how can I make this different from anything else a player has heard? And yeah, because space is so empty, it makes sense now, but you have to come up with the idea in the first place. So that's really brilliant.
Space is empty and scary.
Yeah.
And overwhelming and beautiful.
Well, thanks again, Mikolaj.
Thank you, Kate. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.